It's just amazing to me how somebody could come and land in Ellis Island and end up in Fernie, BC. And there was quite the story behind it. I knew my grandfather, he was a big man. They called him the Count because he used to wear a cape all the time. Okay, and he was very Italian. Okay, and he was a great guy. He was tough, and he liked to gamble, and he ran hotels. I mean, it was a great life for him. Okay, he came over here when he was very young. I think he was about 13 at that time, and he made his way across the U.S. then up into British Columbia. He ended up at a place called Niagara, and he had a hotel there, and he worked as a waiter and that. And then he went to Robson's Landing, and briefly in Nelson for a while, and then up to Elko, and he ran a couple of hotels in Elko, and then finally to Fernie. There was two brothers, Alissimo, who changed his name later to the English version, was Alexander. Okay, and Angelo was his brother, and he brought his brother over, and together they ran the Rizzuto Brother Enterprises. And I know that they had a sawmill in outside of Michelle and Natel up in the flats. They call it Rizzuto Flats up there. I know that they had a hotel business, and they had a Rizzuto Brothers Hotel, which they had for a while, and the livery stable, which they rebuilt after 1905. They were in a partnership with a fellow by the name of Crawford, and then it burnt down, and when they bought Crawford out, and they built that, and it ran for a very long time. They were both born in Calissimo, in Calabria, and I believe my grandfather was born in about 1876. There was a lot of opportunity, but you have to understand that when we're building the interior of British Columbia, there was a lot of work on the railway. Okay, the railway was, believe it or not, was the thing that brought everybody here. There was opportunity, there was hotels, there was work, brickwork. And that's why the Scotch and the English came. They were coming here to immigrate, to have a better life. And, you know, there's opportunity too. When you have a large family over there, you know, the oldest always would inherit the land and the wealth, and it was just opportunity. It's amazing. It doesn't matter whether you come from Italy or France or England or Africa, and you come to a community this far away and you decide to make a life for yourself. It just amazes me when I really step back and admire people sometimes for doing it.